Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. They literally see us as enemy combatants.
In the new movie Civil War, the United States is up in flames, and the truth teller is just another casualty.
The movie is using journalism as a lens to show you what happens when social trust breaks down completely.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE, Farmington. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the 28th Annual Durango Bluegrass Meltdown, April 19th.
Hey everyone, it's your host for the World Beat Show, Scott Duran, and I want you to join me every Saturday at 11 a.m., where I take you on a journey around the world and show you traditional and modern style world beat music. Music from Africa, Spain, France, Japan, China, heck, even songs and artists from the United States itself. So join me every Saturday at 11 a.m. only on the KSJE 90.9 FM.
Make each day a learning experience with the Academic Minute and join us as we discover cutting-edge research from colleges and universities around the world. Tune in to broaden your understanding of the past and be the first to learn how today's innovations will transform our tomorrow. From the latest breakthrough in green technology to the discovery of humanity's oldest tools, you'll find it all on the Academic Minute.
Listen every weekday afternoon during the KSJE Evening News at 5:30.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. They literally see us as enemy combatants.
In the new movie Civil War, the United States is up in flames, and the truth teller is just another casualty.
The movie is using journalism as a lens to show you what happens when social trust breaks down completely.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE, Farmington.
Missing Scott today. We are.
So the boss is away, the kids will play.
Yeah, that's the saying, right?
That's the saying.
I'm a little nervous. This is the first time I've been back here. You can see the technical difficulties already.
Just a little bit. But, you know, we never get to hear, like, the rest of that theme song.
You know what? We haven't we?
Yeah.
No. Scott has it all kind of set up and on, like, a smooth process. You know, he's done it for so many years that he doesn't have to sit there and let the whole song play. Sorry. We had a little technical difficulties on my end. Again, this is like the first time that I've been here doing this with
us. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
If people could see the like mission control over there that goes on, there's a lot of things I don't even know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, you know what? There's a lot of like buttons to press and things to set up and stuff to stop playing in the background so that it's no longer playing. The whole shebang. You know what I mean? I had to come here. So I sat here yesterday prepping. And then today, this morning, I got here early to make sure that it was all set up and ready.
I love that commitment to live radio.
Right?
That's commitment. See, I can just sit over here and chit-chat. And you have to try to talk and manage that.
Yeah, it's something else. But hello, everybody. This is That's Interesting with me, Scott Durant, and Megan Collup. Again, no Scott Durant or Scott Micklin. Sorry. He's away on vacation at the moment. But yeah, this is That's Interesting, where we have you guys call in and tell us what's interesting going on in your world or what's going interesting that you know of. Please call us in at 505-566-3909. Again, that is 505-566-3909. And we'll love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you. It's more fun when you guys call in.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really wants to hear us talk for 30 minutes. That's bananas.
Yeah. Ramble on about how difficult radio
is. About space and radio.
Yeah. So. Well, you never know. Maybe there is a listener that's just like, I don't want to talk. I just want to listen to them.
I can't wait to just listen to them ramble. Yes.
I didn't know it was so interesting over there at the radio station. So many buttons to press. How amazing.
It is amazing. Awesome. When I record my show, there's only like 4 buttons that I use.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the rest, I'm like, just don't touch it.
Yeah.
It's
fun, though. I mean, do you enjoy it?
I love it. Oh, yeah. This is my 3rd job, and I love it.
3rd?
Yeah, I have 3 jobs.
What?
I got my full-time county gig.
Right.
I teach for Encore.
Oh, that's right.
So that's the 2nd job, okay. And then KSG is the 3rd job.
And
I love it. Such great people in all of those jobs. So I got a new tattoo.
You know what? I saw a little bit on there. Let's see.
Let's see if I can.
If you can
turn it. There we go.
There you go. Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit. So that's Dame Joni Mitchell. I'm just kidding. She wasn't given damehood or whatever they call it. But she is, for those who are unfamiliar with Joni Mitchell, she is one of the greatest singer-songwriters of her generation, but also most generations. She's just really, really good. Joni had polio as a child because she grew up in the 50s. And so she only has use of certain fingers on her left hand, which is, of course, the guitar playing hand. That's where you do all your fretting and stuff.
Yeah.
You got your strumming hand and then you got your other hand. And so she's got, with her guitar playing, she uses like a ton of different alternate tunings. And she just like has a lot of chords that are just like made up in some sense. I mean, not really made up because no chord is made up, but they're not like traditional chords that when you play, you like G, C, D or whatever. They're like different styles.
Mm-hmm.
So she's one of the greatest guitar players of all time in addition to songwriters. And this is her self-portrait off of the Both Sides Now album, which was like an album that she released in early 2000s. And it's kind of an album that remixes some of her other songs and includes orchestral strings and things like that. Both Sides Now is one of my, if not my favorite, it's hard to say what your favorite song is when you love music as much as we do.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much like one of my favorites, if not top favorite songs. And because it's about humility. I don't know if are you familiar with Both Sides Now?
You know, you were asking me earlier, and I don't know. I'm trying to place.
Yeah.
But I can't. It's drawing a blank. If you let me listen to it, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, I do know this.
Yeah. So, I mean, the lyrics are kind of, they're kind of like I've seen this and I've seen that from both sides now, and I'm realizing that I don't really know this at all. So she's like, I've seen love from both sides now, and what I realize is, like, I don't really know love, and I've seen life from both sides now, and I don't really know life at all either. And so it's kind of this humility. And when she released this second album, you know, it was like 30 years after that original song. She's much older, and she's like, yeah, you know, I still don't get it.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that. And so all of my other tattoos are religious.
Right.
So I have 5 tattoos now. All the other 4 are all religious tattoos, and this is kind of the only break from that. But she's deeply spiritual.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. Dang. Now, so I'll have to give a listen to the album.
Yeah.
See, watch. As soon as I said, like I said, once one song plays, I'm like, I know exactly who this is.
Yeah. I try to sneak Joni in into most of your shows.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the tattoo. So when did you get that done?
Wednesday night. So it is still fresh.
Wow.
It is fresh. And I'm a little worried because I'm going camping this weekend, and you got to keep these suckers clean.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one for at least a week and a half, 2 or something like that.
Yeah, so it's going to take some healing time. So I got a bunch of body wipes, and I'm like, okay, antibacterial wipe, lotion, done.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're just supposed to do that about 3 times a day. For those of you who've never had a tattoo, that's kind of the... That's the thing. You antibacterial wash it, and then you moisturize it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it'll take some time. It's always a little scary in the healing phase. For me, because I'm like obsessed about
the healing is the reason why you have to put so much lotion. Well, first you use antibacterial wipes to keep it clean, so that way if there is kind of some kind of gunk or dirt or whatever, it cleans it out, and it allows the process of healing to work. And the reason why you put lotion on and all that stuff is to keep it moist, because again, if it dries out, it cracks, and then your skin will crack, and then when it heals, it's trying to heal that portion as well, so it's going to jack up your tattoo, and it's going to probably cause an infection instead, because you're, you know, trying to keep the infection.
Yeah.
Basically, a tattoo is infecting your skin with ink under the layer, so that way it stays there and it shows. That's basically what it is, right? That's why they puncture you and they put it inside the skin. Just the first 2-3 layers or something like that, or first 1 or 2 layers.
Yeah, it's a beast, and mm-hmm. I don't like physical pain, so the process of getting a tattoo is very painful for me.
Yeah, you have 5.
And yet I have 5, and I have to just, like, my mind, it's like almost like a Buddhist meditative practice where you're like, got to come down and just be like, okay, it's going to be awesome, and then it's on your body for your whole life, so this is worth the 3 hours of pain.
Okay.
But yeah, shout out to Andrea Hatchcock. Who's the artist over at Chrysalis Tattoo.
Yeah, she's done, I do know her.
Yeah, she did my 2 others that I got in Farmington, and she's a fantastic conversationalist, so she kind of keeps the conversation going, so you're distracted from the pain.
Well-versed in a lot of stuff, huh? She knows a lot of things.
She does, and she's an artist. She does a lot of like paintings and stuff, mm-hmm. too, so she's just like through and through an artist. And
yeah.
Well, I'm very pleased.
She, like I said, she's very well-versed in a lot of stuff. Like, she can sit there and talk to you about the nerdiest things ever.
Yes.
And then talk to you about the most philosophical things later, like in detail with high intelligent words.
Yes. Yes.
And it's
smart.
It's awesome. Yeah. She does a great job.
So, So throw some business her way. That's who I would suggest if you're thinking, gee, I think I want a tattoo.
And you just decided because of the person? Why did you get the tattoo again?
Because, and I thought about it for 6 months. I was like, I really want a Joni Mitchell tattoo.
Okay.
That's my thing with tattoos, is I have to think about it for at least 6 months before I do it, mm-hmm. so that I'm not going to regret it being on my skin forever.
Right.
And yeah, just Joni just means a lot. You know, our music means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, that does make sense. I always thought about getting the Blues Travelers.
Yeah.
Like a harmonica with them on it or something like that.
Yeah,
like
that would be
Blues
sweet.
Blues Travelers, and then have the harmonica.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. I have to think about it. It takes me a long time. I'd be like, well, you know what? If I really want this, I usually try to follow like the I don't know if is it the Polynesian ideology behind tattoos, where it has to be significant meaning and it has to represent part of your life.
Yeah.
So I have 2. One is a religious one. across, and then I have one on my wrist, which is an anime tattoo that I got with my best friend a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
I love that one. It's just
this
it's
a simple a spiral. Circle. Yeah. It's a simple spiral. Yeah. It's from the anime Naruto. We watched it. There's two friends in there that are like they are best friends, and then we got the tattoos.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, significant value of like, oh, this is a part of our lives that we spent watching the show together and you know, hanging out and talking, being best friends. And then it represents best friends, and it represents two different meanings from the clans and whatever they're from. So it was like, you know, it had more layers of value than it was just like, we're just fans of anime and this show, so we're going to get tattooed. Like,
yeah.
You know, it had more to it. So that's the way I do it.
Yes.
So I have to think about it.
And you and I are similar in that friendships are like of supreme importance to
us. Yes, yes.
So I get that. I would get tattoos with my friends if they were on board with it. I'd be like, yeah,
let's get it.
Let's do it.
Well, Megan, besides getting ink dump and all that good stuff, what else is happening for you this week?
Well, so this is callers should call in and help me out.
Yes.
Here because I'm going camping and I want all the best camping tips from the listeners because there's a lot to consider and I'm like worried that I'm not going to consider something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be stuck out in the wilderness without some sort of creature comfort that... Because I love nature.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always talking about going hiking on this show, right? So I love
That's true.
But I like to do that and then come home and shower and sleep in my own bed. So this is going to be different because there will not be a shower or a bed.
Well, you can try glamping where you get the camper and you can have little showers and stuff like that.
See, that would be sweet, but I don't have a camper. So.
Struggles, man.
Yeah.
First world struggles, I saw.
So I got a new sleeping pad on Amazon.
Nice.
Because I always had a sleeping bag.
Right. Yeah,
but I didn't have a sleeping pad.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you can blow it up, but I was trying to figure it out in my living room the other night. I was like, I cannot figure out how to blow this sucker up. I'm smart, but I have these deficits in these, areas.
You, well, I mean, it's one of those things where you're not used to it. So you know what I mean? It makes sense. Everybody's like that. Well, I mean, if you're listening now, for those who can't see the screen, give us a call at 505-566-3909. Let me say that one more time again, 505-566-3909. You can call and give Megan all your tips.
That would be amazing.
Usually on the pad, there's like some sort of like valve somewhere. And they're most likely self-inflated. So as long as the valve is open, it will inflate on its own.
Yes, this one you...
You have to inflate?
Use your foot and like...
Oh, so it's like an air mattress.
You like pump it up with
your
foot. Yeah,
pump it up.
Pump the jam.
So, okay, well, you know, that's just annoying.
Yes, well, it was one of the cheaper ones.
Hey, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I used to work for the Outdoor Rental Center and I had nothing but all those kind of pads.
Yes.
So usually there's some kind of pump that they give you. And it's usually like a little simple nose that you could just pop in. And they're not the greatest, so you're going to lose air while you're still putting in air, so you're going to have to combat it, but you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I know.
You'll be all right.
It's all of this.
And where are you thinking about going camping?
It's up to him. I'm going with the man of interest, and he's planning it. But I am going to tell all of my friends where I'm at before
good,
I go.
Good. Yeah.
Because that's important.
Share location up to a point and there's no more service.
Yes.
And then, you know, make sure they know where you're at.
Yes.
So, well, look at that. That'd be fun. Camping fun. You can get all your food and all that stuff. You can go hiking all day, every day.
Right? It's only for one night, too.
Oh, okay.
It's that just Saturday night.
Okay.
See, yeah, which is the way to start.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I usually go for like 4 or 5 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And usually it's with people, but, you know, it's one of those things where I always wanted to try go camping by myself. Never did it.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know how to get it set up. I know where to go, all that good stuff. And just like, nah. It's like, you know, you love being by yourself. And then all of a sudden you realize that you don't like being by yourself.
Yes.
Same thing with camping.
See, I do not love being by myself, so I would never even consider that.
Oh, there's peace and serenity in being by yourself.
Yeah, that's what I haven't tapped into. See, I'm working on it because I need to be comfortable being by myself.
Right.
Like... It's time.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Try dinner by yourself. Like, not just at your house. Go to, like, a restaurant. Sit down.
Oh, yeah, that's easy because I'm focused on the food.
Oh, okay. So you need something where there is no distractions.
I need something where the food is not involved, so you just kind of, yeah. So let's see, what else? So I teach at the college.
Yes, you do.
And one of the classes I'm teaching this semester is philosophy.
Oh.
Which is very fun.
Wow. That makes so much sense that you would be a philosopher.
Yes. It fits the mold.
Do they call you professor?
No, unfortunately. They just call me Megan. Stupid.
Write it on the board.
Yeah. I'm now known as Professor Megan.
Don't you go by last name?
Yeah. Professor Cullup. Yeah. It doesn't really roll as well.
That's all right. It works. Yeah. It works for what you're trying to do. Anyways, so you're teaching philosophy.
I'm teaching philosophy, and last night, it's a night class, and it's Thursday nights. Last night was Peter Singer, who is more modern. He is a modern philosopher. In fact, he's retiring this year from his post at Princeton, so he's still teaching.
I saw the article. Okay, now I know. You were asking me earlier. Now I know.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody has sent that to me.
Yes. And he was a big animal rights guy, really into sentientism, which means that all sentient things have moral duty. Not moral. They don't have moral duty, but we have a moral duty to them, to take care of them. So he's way into, like, animal rights. But interestingly enough, he is very controversial in the disability community, because he's not as into, like, he questions. So you know how you can do neonatal testing now to see if, like, the child has a disability? And he would say, like, yeah, you can euthanize that child because that's not going to provide happiness to the child or the family because of their disability. Just, like, very, you know, strong. It's a strong statement to make.
Yeah.
So he was very controversial in the disability community. But he's a utilitarian, too, which is the most good for the most people, right?
Right.
So that's the famous trolley car experiment or thought experiment, where if you're standing there at a switch and the trolley car could go either way to five people, or it's naturally going to go to five, or you can switch it to go to one. Yeah. Utilitarians would say, like, well, you're totally in your right to switch the switch and kill one person instead of five, even though the train is headed towards the five.
Right. Well, isn't there something about the one, though, isn't there? Like, it's like a young child or something like that?
Yeah, that's like they've had a lot of, like, adaptations to the trolley car problem. Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, or last night I gave the thought experiment of the Joker comes on campus, and the Joker says, either turn one person's name into me to kill, or I kill everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And so how do you deal with that? How do you decide whose name to give? That's really difficult.
It is. That's a tough question.
Yeah. I mean, and one really smart lady in this class last night, who's younger than the other her classmates, was like, well, let's just go around and ask who's more willing to die today.
Wow, what a heavy question.
Go to that.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, you are smart. Wow.
Wow, that's a heavy question. But, yeah. No, that makes sense. Who's willing to do it? Wow. This is at night when people are trying to go to bed? Is this the problem?
Yeah, it's 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, see, everybody's trying to go to dinner.
It's 2 hours, and that's like...
You're causing... Yeah. People to question the morality.
Wow. So they go home and they're like, I don't know what the right answer is, but philosophy is so cool. I just wanted to eat pizza. It's just so, philosophy is focused on the big questions.
It is. It always is.
It's focused on not coming up with an answer, but engaging with questions.
Right. No, that's an awesome topic. It hasn't been recently, but I enjoy this, comic book, you know, me nerd stuff. But there is a comic book called 7 Years to Eternity. And the entire comic book is based in future, you know, space type endeavors and stuff like that. But the whole entire comic book from beginning to end deals with morality. How willing are you to compromise some of your values, either to save somebody, to gain something of value or not of value, just basically of your own want, and all that kind of stuff. Like, it questions every task. Like, and it does that quite often in the comic book as well. Like, do you sacrifice this one person to save your child? Or do you sacrifice this group to save your wife? Like, what is your balance? Where are you going to lie? And that's what the whole entire book is. And it's a great book. So that's, I love that topic. It's a great one.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, and it's to, what does it mean to be a moral person when things are more complex than some answers are easy. Like, well, maybe not even actually, because I was going to say, don't kill is easy, but maybe not. Like when you're in a war environment,
right?
Like, okay, what do you do now? It's
a tough one.
It's so fun to talk about.
Philosophy's always been fun to talk about.
Yes,
in every kind of way. Well, what else, Megan? I mean, you seem to be on a roll today and this week. Camping, philosophy,
yeah.
Messing with people's dinners and minds.
That's, yes, messing people's with dinner. Yeah, I'm always dreadfully hungry afterwards. What else is going on? Let's see. We are working at the county on, we're going to try to institute FVRX. Have you heard of something like this?
No, please enlighten us.
Yeah, so basically, if it's a program where you can go to the doctor and say you have, like, I've always had, like, a struggle with my cholesterol. It's always, like, a little high. So I go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you need fruits and vegetables. Here's a prescription. Take this voucher to, like, the farmer's market or the food hub or something like that and turn it in, and you'll get free fruits and vegetables.
Oh.
So... For anybody who has, like, or maybe you're pre-diabetic or something and you're at risk of a chronic illness, or maybe you have a chronic illness, it's for those folks to have access to fruits and vegetables.
Well, look at you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a cool thing.
It's a cool program.
Wow.
So we're working with the Bariatric Institute. San Juan Regional Medical Center has a special bariatric clinic.
Right.
And we're going to kind of pilot the program there with those patients and see how it works. And
okay,
the trick, of course, is it's one thing if you hand me a squash, it's another thing if I eat it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's right. the gap there, and you have to know how to cook a squash to
so my to question to you, Megan, is do you like squash?
I hate vegetables in general.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I mean, it was very specific. When you were like, I'm gonna pick squash out of all of them,
I was
that's
just thinking
the one.
Of like, I don't know, a random vegetable, but I do not like vegetables. Fruit's okay, like, because it's like nature's candy, you know, it's like tasty, but vegetables, man, just the texture of them, and just like, I'm not getting a lot of flavor. I'm like, what's the point of this?
This is all green.
Yeah,
makes my breath smell bad. I'm not for all this,
you know. When I get a cheeseburger, I get it plain with cheese.
No, oh, so no lettuce, tomatoes.
No lettuce, tomato, onions.
Wow.
None of that.
You're like, none of it.
I don't need any
How do you
of
feel
that.
About broccoli? Do you put cheese on it if you had broccoli?
So part of this is how the vegetables are cooked, right?
Right.
So if I go to somebody's house and they know how to cook vegetables, I'll eat it because it's usually like they've like baked them in oil or in salt
or something
like that. And then it's kind of like, you're like, oh, it's like a potato chip, but like a piece of broccoli. so, yeah, but everything's better with cheese on it and garlic on it and that kind of stuff. And, yeah.
Oh, Megan.
What about you and your vegetables? Do you eat vegetables?
I eat vegetables. I'm pro vegetables. I mean, it's not like, there's some, obviously, like squashes for me. That's why I was picking on you a little bit on that one, because it is for me. I don't care for squash. I've tried the squash spaghetti thing. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's one of those things, like you said, like whoever's cooking it and they know how to cook and they prepare it and all that stuff, then yeah, I'll eat it all day. You know what I mean? So there's that. Also, random ones, cauliflower, not a big fan.
Ooh, yeah. No.
Not
cauliflower is gross.
So It just depends on what is there. Like you said, whoever cooks it, or if I cook it right, you know, and then it tastes good.
I mean, I have done bacon-wrapped asparagus before, or prosciutto-wrapped asparagus.
Oh, okay.
And that was good, yeah. But it's because the prosciutto tastes good, and you just put up with the asparagus.
Right.
So.
Well, there you go. If you're interested to tell us about your favorite vegetable, call us in at 505-566-3909, and we'll love to hear about your favorite vegetable as well.
Yeah.
It's a good topic.
You learn a lot about a person. Tell me about vegetables. Tell me about philosophy.
I'm telling you, Megan, you're on a roll today.
You don't even need Sky.
You don't even need me anymore. I'll turn off the camera, turn off the mic. It'll just be the Megan show.
No, it's the banter. It's all about the banter.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes you, I mean, what do you, what did you what? Research?
Oh, so I for those who don't know, me and Scott Micklin went to Las Vegas, Nevada, not New Mexico. Got to be sure to say that here. But we went to Las Vegas for the NAB conference, which is the National Broadcast Association conference, and that good stuff. And it looks like we actually have a caller.
Let's do it.
You want to listen to a caller? Let me see if I get this right. Hello, you are on KSJE. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Good.
Ooh, can I say who's calling?
This is Derek Trujillo.
Hey, Derek Trujillo. How are you? This is my cousin.
Oh, great.
I couldn't understand that was his voice. How you doing, Cuzzo?
Doing good.
What's interesting in your world?
Question.
Yeah.
Why are we the only living species that has to pay to live on this planet?
Oh, so now you want to talk. That's philosophy good. Plus economics right there. Well, I mean, there's probably a few things. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I know it goes back to when everything started with the trains and, you know, but I believe we all have to pay a part into economic growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, at the same time, too, it's like, you know, there's certain tribes in the Amazon that don't necessarily have to pay to live on this planet, you know, just due to government, you know, issues or whatever the case may be. But why is it that so many others have to pay?
Well, I mean, we have a philosophy teacher. Philosophy teacher?
Yeah.
Would you like to chime in on this one?
Wow. That's such a good question. Because I've never thought of that, like a lion doesn't have to pay.
Yeah, animals don't have to pay.
I think it's a limited amount of goods and services in a high demand.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day, there was a bartering economy.
Mm-hmm. That's where I was going
to
go.
Which, you know, it's a good thing we don't have a bartering economy, because I have nothing to give in that regard. I don't have any chickens to hand off to you, or firewood, or whatever.
Right.
So we used to do bartering, which seemed like a more humane way in some ways, and now we don't do that, and so we have issues with homelessness and all of that.
Well, I think at some point in time, the bartering, the idea of money or currency of any kind of value was to replace the IOU, right?
Yeah.
Instead of being like, well, I can't give you 4 or 5 dozen eggs for a cow or whatever the value of trade was, I'll give you this shiny object that holds the same value, or at least I think it holds the same value, and so do you, and that was the idea. And then eventually it seems like somebody was just like, hey, I'm going to just continue to keep doing that instead of having to give away my products.
Yeah.
And then as like you said, as the idea of trains and ability to move from one place to another without having or transport, basically, and like you said, economy growth and stuff like that, the idea of like trading with somebody and then having to trade with another person and then another person and another person became too much, right? Because then you're just trading with 20 different people in a day. So let's replace the trade value with something that they can exchange, money, jewelry, whatever it was at the time. So I think at some point that's what had happened, and then we just kind of stuck with it. I found this out for both of you guys. We as a species, as all around the world, once we find a trend, we stick with that trend. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about like clothes. It has to be some other thing. Like no matter what, like dancing, you know, dancing was something else, and people just started doing. Somebody was like, look at that crazy person standing over there doing weird moves. Mm-hmm. Became something, and then everybody dances now. Even if they say they don't dance, they still move about when music comes on. We play music and we listen to music, a trend that's stuck around for ages. Trading stories. It's just one of those things where it's like at some point we just got so used to it that we just continue to do it. So that's my idea.
I like that.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Derek Trujillo, for calling in and giving us a philosophy topic for today.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too, Derek.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go.
I love that.
You know, I know three out of the... Well, I didn't actually know Mr. Trujillo was going to call. I believe his older brother was going to call me today. And that's the
Maybe
thing.
Maybe the older brother couldn't make it.
So he sent the younger brother. No, I think my cousin Derek always been a good supporter of my life and my job and my career. So it was nice. Thank you, Derek, if you were watching or listening. Thank you, buddy.
You know, I grew up without cousins.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, Megan, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not, because some of them are not all great.
Yeah. But I could have had a cousin like Derek, you know?
It was nice. I have multiple siblings, but we weren't always together at the same time. So I grew up with both Mr. Derek Trujillo and his older brother, Dominic Trujillo. Dominic is the same age as me, and then Derek's about a year or two younger than us. So, you know, he was right there with us when we would do stuff. He used to visit their family every summer as a kid. So they became kind of like my surrogate brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I tend to do that with my cousins. You've met my cousin Daniel. He's another one who still, when I first moved here to Farmington, grabbed me and said, we're going to go do this. You're not doing that. You're going to come hang out with the older cousins and be reckless and a child instead of trying to be an adult.
Yes.
You're going to enjoy your time and stuff, and we'll show you what it's like. And then, you know, so you tend to build these relationships like that.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Daniel.
Mr. Diswood.
I have a few
others like that as well on that side of the family. This is my mom's side of the family. It's Derek and Dominic. So, but yeah, thank you guys. That was nice.
Yeah. I love that. So where are we at on time, huh?
We are just about actually out of time. We really are. We spent a lot of time on philosophy, and that was nice.
Yes.
I didn't get to tell you about my stuff, which is okay, because I'm going to tell you about it next show.
Just remember it. Don't forget it.
I will try not to. But yeah, we are about out of time, and we're going to go ahead and do this. And next Friday, I believe you and Scott are going to come back and do another show. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have Solutions from the Street, which is solutions-focused journalism. So we take a challenge or a problem and we interview people who are doing something about that challenge or problem, a non-governmental grassroots agency or individual. So if you have an idea of a problem solver that you would like to see us interview, just drop us a line at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu.
Well, look at that. So I'm going to pull that back up. Well, actually, yeah. So, yeah, every second and fourth Friday, you guys come on with your Solutions from the Streets. With, again, it's not me. It's just Megan and Scott Micklin.
The other Scott.
It sounds so villainish.
Yeah.
The other Scott. And every first and third and every other fifth Friday is That's Interesting with all three of us from 8 to 9 as well. And there we go. I believe you also got a show coming up, Megan. Is that correct?
Of course, Radio Free Saturday Morning, which is every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. So this is a perfect way to start your morning because, you know, if you're like me, I kind of get up during the science show. There's a science show before mine, and it's really interesting. Do you remember what it was? It's called like.
Oh, you're gonna put me on the spot like
well,
that.
Well, it's I called even... something science, but it's really.
Is it big news or big picture? It might be big picture.
Big picture science. Yes,
it's big picture. I know my job. Thank God.
Yes, it's a great one. So I usually wake up during that one, I get my coffee on, and then like you know I put on KSJE, and it's super, super fun. And each week I bring you a different theme, and mm-hmm. I gather eclectic songs around that theme, and it really is true that some of those songs you never hear on the radio. A lot of the songs you never hear on the radio, or maybe you haven't heard it on the radio since like 1973 or something. And so tomorrow's theme is kids, and I have a special guest host.
Oh yeah, who's your special guest?
Robert Underwood, who is the chief medical director at San Juan Regional Medicine.
I got to listen to it a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, because I gotta, you know, make sure it's all good and ready to go for everything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but since you already broke the fourth wall on that one,
I did break the fourth wall on that one. Well, listeners, it is pre-recorded.
Megan does stuff on the weekends, guys, so we can't have her here all the time.
Yes.
I know. Me and Scott had a good laugh about that. We've all done it. Don't worry.
Yes.
We've all done it. But that's awesome. I can't wait to listen to it live. On the air, on the radio. That's what I usually do in the Saturday mornings. Right after Megan is me, the World Beat. And I was gone, again, in Vegas in a conference. And I was so busy yesterday that I kind of forgot what I had set up. So it is going to be a fun music. I think I'm still in the Latin phase of the show. So I'm probably going to be doing another Latin show from what I can remember. I can't tell you exactly if I continue on with Mencio Pena or if I try something different. But again, the World Beat Show with me every Saturday right after Megan's at 11 a.m. And then after me is another good show, Paul Engel's Musical Showcase. And he has a very eclectic stuff as well. He does a lot of focus on, like, on rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, really, you can just leave KSG on all day, and you'll get some good, interesting music.
Yeah, just do that. You know what? Don't ever turn off your radio. Just leave it there at KSG.
Because you can carry it with you because it streams on the internet.
It does.
So.
It really does. But yes, thank you guys for tuning in and listening, Gus. This has been That Interesting with me and Megan Collup. And any other final words, Megan?
No, you know what? Everybody have a good weekend and send me good vibes because I'll be out in the wilderness sleeping on the ground.
All right. Sleeping on the ground it is. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in and we'll see you guys next Saturday.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.